Talking with Margaret Standing with Bob Evans Farms and Bob Evans Restaurants, Corporate Communications Manager. Margaret, you talked today about some of the things that Bob Evans is doing in response to some of the concerns, maybe some of the pressure you're getting from some of the animal welfare, animal rights groups. Talk about how Bob Evans is addressing that.
Well, specifically several years ago, we created an animal well-being committee, which is a group of third-party experts in the animal well-being industry, doctors at highly respected institutions, who we asked to come in and help us learn more about this, help us inform our decision-making so that we're, you know, taking a holistic look and making decisions on animal well-being for the best interests of our shareholders, our employees, our guests, and the animals that provide the food that we serve in our restaurants and in our grocery products. And so that group has really helped us, first advised us that the first thing we should do is ensure that we're requiring annual documentation from our suppliers so that we can be sure that they've got animal well-being at the top of their list. We won't work with folks who don't show us that that is something that they are committed to. And then that group also helps us stay on top of science and the latest research that would inform decision making that we would be doing from a supply chain perspective.
You mentioned, too, that you're participating in the Egg Coalition, Sustainable Egg Production Coalition.
That's right, yes. We're members of the Coalition for Sustainable Egg Supply, which is a long-term study of different housing systems for egg-laying hens. We really want this research, this independent research, to help inform our decision on our egg buying practices. And so it takes the study is taking a look at different housing systems, and we really want to have the best research and the best science to help us make these decisions for these holistic groups that I mentioned.
Humane Society of the United States and PETA have become shareholders in your organization and in fact are probably coming forward with some resolutions.
Yes, that's true. And we hear from them regularly. We correspond and we discuss. And as we always say, we are absolutely open to talk to them about any number of issues that they want to bring forward to us. And then we remind them of our responsibility to this holistic approach to our shareholders, to our employees, to all these groups. We can't just make decisions in a vacuum. They absolutely working within our lovely system of capitalism have bought shares of our company, as is their right to do, to help advance the discussion on their end. And so we're looking forward to seeing what they're proposing in coming years.
We had presentations today on what the pork industry and the dairy industry are doing as far as quality assurance and animal care programs. Are you pleased with what agriculture is doing in those areas?
Oh, we're certainly pleased with programs like that really rally everyone around animal well-being and make it a top-tier priority for the agriculture industry. As a retailer and as a restaurant chain, it's absolutely important to us. It's important to us because we know it's important to our guests and our customers. I think it's great. We're fully supportive of those programs, and we love to see it when our suppliers are involved in them.
Final question then. You mentioned customers are asking about this, and I guess I'm wondering how much awareness is there, do you think, of this issue with consumers? I mean, is this a major concern?
Animal well-being is a growing concern for guests and customers. They absolutely want to ensure that the company that they are buying their food from is doing the right thing. I think it's really about integrity and ensuring that your brand still has integrity. And so it's a growing trend, I think, for guests and customers to be caring about this issue. And that's why we're really keeping a finger on that pulse.